You're never going to win a game turning the ball over five times and muffing a punt. Six times we gave the ball away tonight. Six times. That's my fault. I'm totally, totally disappointed and embarrassed by that kind of football. That sloppy, sloppy football. You have control of yourself. You have to recognize situations that are going to lead to those kind of things, and you can't turn the ball over. You can't win turning the football over. That's the bottom line. A lot of other things that we can fix. We're going to fix that too. But, you know, they played hard. They came out in the second half after a very, very poor first half. You know, it must have been time of possession. I don't know what it was, but they must have had the ball for the whole first half. We came back out. We battled. We slugged it out. Somehow, some way, we get the game 30-24. The ball's at midfield. You got to go win the game. You got to go win the game. You know, we got caught in one of those, they're coming, they're not coming, we check, they check. And I didn't really, all I saw was the ball bounce up in the air. But that obviously was the play that kept us from going down and scoring when we needed to go down and score. And I was very, very, you know, disappointed in that. But all that having been said, they play hard, they believe in each other, they fight for each other. There's no finger pointing. It's a good team. We have good leadership. The captains are good. They're saying the right things in there, although it doesn't ease the pain of giving a game away, and that's exactly what I thought we did. So I'm taking responsibility for that. You know, I lose those games. That was sloppy. Should have never happened, but it did.
Wilson's fumbles particularly troubling?
Stripped. They just stripped him. And all we talked about all week long was that they're coming to strip the ball. They are a good ball-stripping team. He can be better. He can get better at that. I mean, he can run with two hands on the ball just like anybody else.
Did you see the Darrell Scott play at all? You said, did you get a good look at what happened?
All I did was see the ball go out early and it looked like it hit him in the arm or something. I just saw it fly up in the air. Not going to play unless they can hang on to the ball now. It's demoralizing to the whole team. He's a talented young man. We'll get him right even if he has to run around the field with two hands on the ball. We need him. Thought Darrell Scott did some good things when he was in there. But that popping that ball up, I mean, man, oh, man, there's a sense of urgency about this.
Ball. I was careful as you guys are with the ball. The first 7 minutes of the game, especially shocking for you.
Whole game was the total disregard, the carelessness for the ball, the lack of understanding that that's how you lose. You know, I mean, last year I think we were plus 14 and they were minus 13. Tonight we come out here and have six turnovers and they had what, one? You're not going to win anything with minus five in turnovers. There's just no way.
Was it sort of just an avalanche situation, or do you think each was kind of their own particular issue, each of those turnovers?
I think each one was was individual. Each one was a separate entity, but all resulted in the same thing. Lost the ball, field position. I mean, we gave them the ball at the 15-yard line to start the game out. Here you go. 15-yard line. I mean, but still we fought back. And that's the thing I am proud of. Proud of the way they battled.
Defense was under duress pretty much the whole game because of the turnovers. How do you think that unit performed?
Well, I think that they did just the amount of snaps they took in the first half alone, I thought was they stood up well. I mean, we went in at halftime, what were we down, three? It's amazing. You know, we said, look, that's a very poor first half, we're down three. I was asked coming off the field what I was going to say. Very poor first half. We're down by three. I mean, we can overcome it. We've overcome it before. I'll have to look at the tape to give you any details about how they played. I thought that, you know, we worked hard to try to stop the run. I think they got some run yardage.
Tom, you said David won't play if he can't hold on.
I didn't say, yeah.
Is he still your starting running back?
I'm not going to answer that question now. Give us a little time to work on this thing, huh? He's still very much in our thoughts. He's got to play. He's a very talented young man, as I said. But you just can't do that. You just can't. Every time they touch you, you're going to turn the ball over? I mean, the plays looked like they were over to me.